He brings up a very, very good point, a point that I don't love to harp on or talk about yet. There will be a day for it. It may be a Rico Brugna later tonight, Teak. And that is the fact that this Met roster, whether you like it or not, is going to be very, very different next season. That's the reality. That's baseball. That's free agents all over the place, whether it's in the rotation, whether it's the core of position players. Like, I can get into the specifics on it, but this is going to be a very different team. And that doesn't mean it's going to be bad next year. Like, my guess right now is the Mets are going to go into the offseason. There's going to be a lot of changes. We're going to argue about them, and there are going to be big changes, some of which are going to be very, very exciting. And so when the Mets come to spring training in 2025, you can bet your ass the expectations are going to be very different. We are not going to be having debates on, should they sign J.D. Martinez? It's the difference between 78 wins and 82 wins. It's going to be different. And difference sometimes is good. Like, they may come in as favorites and then back it up and win 105 games. But this story that we've all witnessed, it's about to end, good or bad, and then it's going to be completely different in 2025.